need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, welcome. Happy New Year's Eve. This is so exciting. Okay, so I have to give you guys kudos that you're all lined up for the program on a Saturday, because you know this is that special once-a-year program where I allow you to ask, what are the highlights of 2017? So when I start taking calls, I'm just going to assume that that's what you want to hear, because this is my annual program and I'm doing it today till just a regular hour today, but then tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So if I get to your call today, you don't get to call back tomorrow. So I'm just letting you know, because, you know. So for those of you that are listening on W Rock Radio, because this program will broadcast Saturday evening, please keep in mind that you can call Sunday between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific time and ask the question of the highlights of 2017. I only do that right around New Year's. So New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, it just worked out really great that New Year's Eve is on a Saturday, New Year's Day is on a Sunday. So I'm actually doing 3 hours of, altogether between today and tomorrow, 3 hours of what are the highlights of 2017. So what I'm going to do when I start taking the calls is I'm going to draw 5 cards, and I'm going to tell you the big vibration to work out that I want you to look for. I may tell you your power month, but you'll see, because y'all, I think everyone that's lined up here on the calls have called me before and are very regular, loyal listeners. So just want to give you a heads up that I know that's why you're calling, and when I get to the calls, we're going to do that. The second thing I want to bring up is that today would be a really great day for you guys to go get the stuff, the materials, to start your 9-day energy reset tomorrow. So today would be a great day to get rid of stuff you're not using, donate it to charity, just get rid of what's not working in your life, and then do the 9-day energy reset. It's less than $5 to download this on Nook or on Kindle, and things will happen for you if you pay attention and actually do this ritual for 9 days. So, and I've told you all before how it's worked for me and how I've been telling people since I've been on the radio since 2003, all of these different rituals to do to put yourself back into a place of power. So there you go. All right, so again, for the folks that are listening on W Rock Radio, want to let you know that I'm doing the broadcast on Sunday, January 1st, 2017, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. live. So you'll call in 347-850-1494 on Sunday between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., and then you can call in and ask about the highlights of 2017. So I'm going to go right to the calls. I am going to go to a caller that calls my program every week. I'm going to go to Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Mona. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So I'm going to draw your cards and give you the highlights of 2017 and let you know what your power month is if it comes up in the cards. Okay. Oh, okay. You're going to find your dream job. Dream job. This is, you have a card here that talks about falling in love with your work. And what's really interesting is I see you working for a man that a lot of people think is hard to deal with. A lot of people don't like him. They think he's rude and abrupt and mean, and he's not. He's just very disciplined. And what I like about him, and I see you working directly for him, is that he's a guy that you actually appreciate that he has the same high level of integrity when it comes to his work, and that's how you sell him to get the job, is just say, you know, you strike me as someone that has got a very, very high level of integrity when it comes to your work, and I'm the same way. And I'm somebody that when you tell me to do something, I'm going to do more than you expect because that's how I am. And you could even say, you know, the advantage of being old school, and smile and do air quotes when you say this to him. The advantage of being old school is that my generation has a habit of doing more than is expected of me, than less. I didn't grow up with video games and sitting in my mom's basement and playing video games. So this is the kind of mojo that's going to impress him. And it says here that the angels are guiding you to this job. Now, the timing on the job is February, March. So between now and then, I want you to start looking for the kind of work that would be that dream job. But specifically, when you get to meet a guy that seems like he's kind of abrupt and really direct and no nonsense and doesn't really like a lot of people, that's probably the guy you're going to work for. Now, he's going to warm up to you once you prove to him that you're a good employee. But what it's saying here is that whatever the job situation is right now, it was meant to be temporary. But it's temporary in a get the best reference you can from whatever's going on now. So just be your best self now. Be a team player. Don't worry about the future where you are now, because the new job is coming. And this is a job you fall in love with. And this is a job you can work until you actually really want to retire.
That sounds wonderful. I wonder if it's the financial job that I spoke to you about. It, that might be starting in January, I hope.
Well, if it's a customer service job where the experience that you've had before lines up for it, it's very likely it's that job. But I'm telling you, this job that you're going to get, and it's the two months are February and March. So you may find the job. You may not even know about the job yet. You may find the job in February. You may start the job in March.
Okay.
But it's saying here that the angels are guiding you, and I really, really want you to let yourself be guided and then be your charming, marvelous, wonderful self when you meet the person in person, and wear bright colors. Don't wear black and white. Wear bright colors, like a bright blue or a bright green, something that they remember you because you looked bright when they met you. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
All right, gal pal. I'm going to put you back on hold because I know you like to listen to the program. So thank you for your call. Happy New Year. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 210. Hello, 210. Who's this?
Ooh, Happy New Year, Mona. It's Pearl from Texas.
Oh, hey, Pearl. All right, let me see what the cards want to tell you. I haven't heard from you in a
question.
While.
So I do have a question for you. Is it, remember the lady that that you were helping out at a homeless shelter a couple months ago? We all sent in donations to help her out, to give her a leg up.
Well, okay, so sometimes I'm forgetful. So you're going to if there's any place that you want to donate to, that would be Help of Southern Nevada. That's the place that I tell people that, because this is when people are in transition. They reach out to what I think is the best organization in Nevada, and that's Help of Southern Nevada. So it's helpsonv.org. So if you guys want to just drop a envelope in the mail to them with $5 in it, that would be great. And just, you know, you can just say, oh, I have to tell you guys, this is so funny. So apparently somebody from my program sent a $5 bill to Help of Southern Nevada and wrote something like, Mona told me I had to, which that just cracked me up. So yes, if you guys want to send a donation, you know, $5, start the year off right, just send it to Help of Southern Nevada and just say, you know, you don't have to say Mona told me to, but just say, you know, I'm donating this because Mona's one of your big fundraisers, something like that. So let me pull out the cards and tell you your highlights of 2017. I want to tell you guys, 2017 in numerology is a 1 year. So you add 2 and 1 and 7 together, it equals a 10. You drop the 0, it's a 1. So that means you have all the permission in the world to concentrate on yourself. All right. That means mind, body, spirit balance. That means that you make sure that every decision that you do moving forward is spiritually aligned, intellectually aligned, and body aligned. So in other words, if it feels good, you think good, and it's spiritually good, then do it. All right. Your card is saying that that stress actually motivates you, Pearl, that you do your best stuff when you're stressed. So instead of fighting stress, I just want you to bring more good stress into your life. Like learning to play racquetball or learning indoor rock climbing is the kind of good stress I'm talking about. Because when you do indoor rock climbing, you can't really think of anything but what you're doing, because you're concentrating on making yourself stronger. You're concentrating on where your next grab would be. But it's also a really, really nice place to meet nice men.
Okay.
So then you have this card that says, for you to have the success that you want to have, there needs to be a mentor for you, somebody that is already successful with what you do, that it could be a mentor that you don't even tell that person that they're your mentor, like Tony Robbins, for example, or it's where you decide to be all in, because I see success here for you, but I see a tendency to hold back or hesitation for you to jump in with both feet.
That's right.
And that's what
I don't really want a partner, but I need somebody to work alongside. I like
well,
to work with a group of people.
Right. And it's saying you haven't yet found the group. And
no.
So what I want you to do is I want you to start exploring, because it's saying that you're going to sort of audition for groups to get to the one. And it's saying you find the group that you really like around March. All right. There's a reason for you to celebrate in March, and it's almost as if you're preparing until March, and then things start to happen very easily and very quickly for you. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Okay, see ya.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, you guys. So, hey, I want to let you know that I also I don't talk about this very much, but I have a little commercial about it on my program, my Dice Wisdom app. It's a way of asking questions on your phone. It costs $1.99 to download this app. It's called Dice Wisdom. You look it up on the App Store or in Google Play, so you can download it for iPhone or Android. And you download it, and when you have a question, like you're about to go to a job interview or you're about to meet a new client, you can actually ask, what do I need to know about this new client? And you tap the dice in my Dice Wisdom app, and it gives you the answer to the question. It's really awesome. It's $1.99. All the questions you can think of. Okay, so now I'm going to go to area code 845. Hello, 845. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Lucy.
Oh, hi, Lucy. All right, let me see what 2017 holds for you. All right, here we go. Okay. It is an ending of something that's been long overdue for you to close. So you have a card here that talks about really letting go of this year, man. This year has been awful. I mean, there have been some gains. There has been some things that have happened for some people. But I'm telling you, it's been a really, really tough year for a lot of people. What it's saying is that it's time for you to close off the attitude that you can't have what you want. According to what I'm seeing here is that 2017 is about reinventing yourself, about being lighter and more open and more ready for adventure and less of the person that holds herself back from what she wants. So it's literally saying that the person that you've always wanted to be, just be that person. And the person that I see that you're supposed to be is the one that is trusting and loving and open and ready for that one relationship and ready to make the commitment. And what it's saying here is that you're not going to find that big, great love the way you've been trying to find the big, great love. This is saying that you find the big, great love by committing to something. So I actually see a new relationship coming to you either through work or some sort of charity work or some sort of class that you take. It's by you participating in life that draws this love to you. So that's your big excitement in 2017 that I'm seeing for you, is that it's the drawing to you of that big love relationship. And it's not with, maybe what needs to happen is that you put the expectations of what you thought love is supposed to be to bed, to rest. That's what you end. And instead, you be open to what the universe is trying to bring to you, which this is saying, your great love. So I don't know how your reading could be any better than that, Lucy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All right, gal pal.
Yes.
Talk to you later. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year. See you later.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, and for those of you that are tuned into W Rock Radio right now, I am doing this broadcast live tomorrow, Sunday, January 1st, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You call 347-850-1494 between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you can call in and find out your highlights of 2017. I'm going to go to area code 505. Hello, 505. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Patricia. Happy New Year.
Oh, hi, Patricia. Let's see what
hi.
The cards want to tell you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm gonna. You have three major cards in your five card spread that I've just pulled, which is really freaking interesting. The first card is a big leap in a new direction, which means that anything that you have used as an anchor that is all about worry, you need to let that go. So what it's saying here is worry about lonely. You have this card that talks about lonesomeness. You worry about lonesomeness. Now, part of it is you're very picky about who you spend time with. But what it's saying is that you need to find a way that the path to your success, the path to making 2017 great for you, is if you find people that you actually feel connected with, you don't feel lonesome when you're around them, all right? The other card here is it's saying let go of money worries. Put yourself on a budget and then don't worry about it. Because when you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off, all right? Then you have these cards that talk about your own intuitive gift, Patricia. It's saying that it's time to tap into your own intuition, your own abilities, and start to trust it. So one of the things that I would recommend is you learn to focus your own intuitive gift, all right? And then there's a card here that's talking about your resistance about starting something new, either a business or career-wise, where you either change jobs or you start a business in some way. And what it's saying here is be less resistant to that idea and more open to the idea that there's a lot of changes coming to you, and I want you to be open to expect it. But the biggest thing is this big leap in a new direction in trust, that you trust your path. And that's part of the reason that I have been, for the last couple months, heavily promoting 9-Day Energy Reset, which you can download on Kindle or Nook. because it's a way for you to relax into your own full potential and allow the universe to guide you toward what you want. It makes you hyper aware of coincidence that seems to be working for you. And that's why I keep promoting the crap out of it, especially in the 2017 year and starting on January 1st, okay? But what it's saying here is the biggest goal for you is to let go of the burden of worry.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay, bye. You're welcome. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 845 area code. Hello, 845. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. All right, let's see what the cards want to tell you for the new year. And by the way, I'm really, really proud of my regular listeners for remembering that I do this every year, because I had several people email me. It's just really cool. So did you see it on Twitter, or did you just remember?
My mom is Lucy.
Oh. Yay, Mom. Tell Lucy hi for me. I know.
Yay.
I just did a really little reading. Okay. All right. So what this is saying for you is there is a struggle with two men for you. There's and what's interesting is that you seem to be attracted to the one that's unhealthy for you, and he's the one I want you to let go of. Okay? And then there's a new man here. So there's a guy that seems to be like the great guy, but you find him kind of boring. Are they both in your life right now?
No.
Okay.
No, I can't recall anybody like that.
Okay. There are two men coming up in 2017. So your big challenge here is there's going to be, and one of them might be a relationship from the past that was very tumultuous. It was very, there's a lot of energy in there. I mean, it's like when you guys were getting along great, you got along great, but when you weren't, it sucked. But I'm telling you, there's going to be a choice of two men in 2017. I hope you choose the guy that's initially a little boring, because he's the one that will love you and be loyal to you and take care of you, and he's your Prince Charming, but you're going to find him a little boring at first. Then there's the other guy. He's either a guy connected with the past, remind you of somebody from the past, and he is a guy that is, he's the brooding and intense guy. He's the guy that you never really know where you are with him, and he's the exciting one, and he's the one you actually don't really trust, and that's the one I don't want you to choose. But he's the one that's going to be more exciting.
Okay.
Okay, but you're going to have a choice of these two men, and I want you to give the boring guy a little bit more of a chance than the guy that seems to sort of rock your world, because he's witty and smart and fabulous when you first meet him, and then he turns into this sort of brooding and very self-absorbed dude shortly after. That's not the guy. So the guy that you're really excited about at first, he's the guy that I really want you to watch out for, because he's not healthy for
okay,
you.
Okay, that makes
he's
sense.
Just, he's, okay, he's Mr. Chaos. I want you to be with Mr. Calm. And I have to tell you, the guy that I'm seeing for you is, when I say boring, he might be somebody that's an accountant or a software engineer, or he's a guy that works sort of behind the scenes, but it's the quiet ones you got to watch out for. So I'm telling you, give the one that's a little boring at first more of a shot, because this is the guy that will be the happily ever after for you. This is the guy that when you've had a bad day at work, you can actually talk to him about it. Whereas the other guy's like, well, so much about you, what about me? You see what I mean? All right, Michelle,
yeah,
thanks
understood.
For the call. See you later. Okay,
Happy New Year. Happy New
Bye.
Year.
All right, let me see. So there was somebody. Let me see if I can find them here. Well, dang. So there was somebody who especially a week ago emailed me about getting on my program today, and I don't see his call, so the heck with them. All right, so I got somebody here from the 301 area code. Hello, 301. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. It's Diamond.
Hi, Diamond. All right, let
Hello.
Me see what the cards want to tell you for 2017. All right, here we go. Okay, so, ooh, that's interesting. So you have a card, and because of the way it's connected, it's really cool. There's a
okay.
card in my deck called, it's called Innocence. in my deck. In traditional tarot, it's called the Sun. It's the happiest card you can get in the whole deck. All right, I call it the happy marriage card. I call it the happy job card. I call it the card that is, you're not going to let anything rattle your contentment in 2017. That it is
okay.
it is about you being in a place of peace and letting go of anything that disturbs it. All right? So if you have friends around that are we always throwing rocks into your still pond, it's time to let them go. All right?
Okay.
But what's cool about these cards is you have two cards in a row that talk about there is a job being offered to you around April. All right? It's not a job you would find yourself that usually interested in. But I want you to interview for it and give it a second look. But it's an offer that's coming to you based on your experience from the past that it's a better job. It's more money. But the job itself initially seems boring because you've done it before. But what it's saying is it's going to connect you with the right people so that you can refine your expertise to a point of being the best at it.
Okay.
And then you can let go of that once and for all to move into either your own business or step up because of the connections you meet at this job to another opportunity. Because what I'm telling you here is that it's almost saying take the job you've done before so you don't have to worry about money. And then use the job that you're going to be going to just for the connections. It is, in other words, they're going to think that your employer is going to think you're an amazing team player because you're learning what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually treating yourself as though you're an intern in the next opportunity. Do you see?
Got it, yes.
Okay, but it's saying seek out the job that you know you can do, you know you can get hired for, you know that you can work your 8 or 9 hours a day and leave it at work and leave unstressed because you know you've handled it well. But it's supposed to be a catalyst for you to introduce you to somebody. Do you see?
Okay. Yes. Now, does a gym or wellness center sit well with you?
See, what I'm seeing here is that you're supposed to be an entrepreneur. You're supposed to have your own business.
Okay.
But what it's saying right now is you're not quite ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so it could be that you go work for a place that you can learn what you don't know.
I got it.
All right, gal pal.
It actually makes sense to me.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right, Diamond. See you later. Happy New Year.
Okay. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, so it was so funny, you guys. I got on Blog Talk Radio, and I didn't know that Blog Talk did this. But Blog Talk Radio actually does the demographics of who listens to my program. And according to the demographics, 85% of my listeners are men. Now, it's funny because 90% of my callers are women, but 85% of my listeners are men. That kind of blew my mind when I saw that. All right, guys, give me a minute. I will be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to announce one more time that for the folks that are listening on W Rock Radio this evening on New Year's Eve, I want to remind you that I am doing the program live on New Year's Day, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. And the number to dial in to ask about your highlights of 2017 tomorrow, January 1st, 2017, between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. is 347-850-1494. I'm going to go to area code 678. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Regina.
Oh, hi, Regina. I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. How are
and
you?
And then you found out about my annual program, and you said, I've got to
sure
call
did.
In.
Yes.
All right. Let me see what the cards want to tell you about 2017. All right. Okay. 2017 is about getting serious about your own happiness. Now, you have three major cards in your reading. Now, I only draw five cards when I do this little mini spread for you. And you have two cards here that say, it's time. First one, for you, it's time to get serious about your own happiness. And it doesn't mean that you turn in the B word about it. What it means is that anything that doesn't work for you, we don't do. We only do the things that are working for you, right? That means that we don't hang around crappy people, right? Step away from the energy suckers, all right? That's the first thing. The second thing is that I want you to stop being a giver in 2017.
Okay.
Now, I want you to be a negotiator, not a giver, all right? For example,
mm-hmm.
I volunteer at several charities, and I do fundraising for them where I sit there during the silent auction, and I do readings, and people donate money, and I donate 100% of what I raise to the charity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a mutual thing. I don't do every charity event, and I don't do charity events that sneak me in the back door. I do readings, I give them the money, and then they never tell anyone that I actually did it. Do you see what I mean? So,
right.
So part of my negotiation is, well, will I be put into the program? Will I be featured as someone that's contributing or as a sponsor to that particular event? And if they say yes, then I usually will do it. But I volunteer my time and I donate 100% of what I raise to the charity. I'm telling you that for a reason. You have been just randomly giving, randomly, just give it here, give it there, and I want you to stop.
Okay.
Because what it's saying here is that this is a year where you fill yourself up with what you want. 2017 is about concentrating on you becoming your best self. And the only way you can do that is by stop giving. Just stop. Then you have a card here that talks about you are eventually going to light the way for others, but you've got to fill yourself up first. And it's talking about anything that brings you joy and contentment. And I'm going to tell you something really silly and simple. I want mm-hmm. you to concentrate on getting 7 hours of sleep a night.
Okay.
I want you to concentrate on relaxing into your potential, not chasing it. See, none of this is about you chasing. It's about receiving, which is why I've been ad nauseum talking about 9-day energy reset for New Year's Day, because it's about you relaxing into how the universe is trying to give you signals for you to have what you want. And the last thing is talking about you aligning with your spiritual foundation and purpose.
Wow.
And there seems to be a bit of a fight that you have with that. It doesn't mean that you start going to church, but what it means
right.
is that you create a ritual for yourself that you do every morning that connects you into that spiritual part of you, the awareness part of you. See, we've had so many losses in 2017. We've lost some amazing people. And when you realize that one minute you're here, one minute there's the essence of you in this world, and then one minute you're not.
Mm-hmm.
The awareness part of realizing that you're in this life and this life is a gift and that you can do anything with it, that the world, the universe, caters to your vision, your filter of what the world should be. And I have to tell you, what it's saying here is that you need to pull your power back and concentrate on
right.
you. All right, gal pal.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Right.
Happy New Year.
Thank
you. See you later.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
To you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, hold on, the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen from Chicago. Let's see what 2017 has in store for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, your power month this year, April, and what it's saying here is that there's some sort of a launch, some sort of a new beginning that happens for you around April. Now, the reason I say that is that you have a card that is right before these two cards that indicate the month of April that is a very, very big leap in a new direction. Okay, I'm going to give you an example of how big this leap is. So you know, let's say I'm just sitting around and I get a phone call from the producers of Oprah, okay? Let's say I get a phone call from the producers of Oprah and they say, Mona, we'd like you to be on, be with Oprah on her program in March. Let's just say, right?
Right.
That would be kind of the equivalent of what I'm talking about with you. That your experience, your mojo, what's happening here is that you're about to be recognized for what you do really well. So it's time to put yourself a little bit into the spotlight, connected with that in some way. But you have this, it's like starting in April, you're going into a five-year period where what you do for work is also what you love.
Okay.
And it's a big shift. It's a change. And I want you to be open to it. And intuitively, there's no reason why you wouldn't take this. So the only little thing you need to do to sort of make this happen is I want you 3 days a week to do some sort of networking event, whether it's breakfast or an evening wine tasting or some sort of interaction with other people, new people, outside of your usual circle. It could be political, it could be social, it could be educational. I don't care what it is, but what I'm getting is that by you participating with this group, this is how this sort of offer happens.
Okay.
Because your skill ends up coming to the forefront, Karen. Your your best self gets to come forward, but you have to put yourself in the spotlight to make it happen. See, I don't think that you're afraid to do public speaking. I think you can get up in front of people and talk about what you know. But it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to join a Toastmasters group in Chicago just because the biggest one you can find, just to hone your skills, but more importantly, to meet people that could look at you and go, wow, I really like Karen. I want to know more about Karen.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank
okay.
you.
All right, bye.
Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year. All right, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Happy New Year, Mama. This is Ellen. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Terrific. Anxious to hear about my 2017 from you.
All right, let's see. Okay, so this might sound really weird, but it's saying that the more creative you are, the more it leads you to a feeling of purpose in your life. you have two really big cards in your reading. You have a card of integrating all of your talent, creativity, energy in with a lot of people that almost act, it's almost like you could use watercolor or sculpting or painting to act as a catalyst for other people. But it's not necessarily painting of a thing. It's painting with colors. That it's almost as if you help people create the colors around them that end up being very powerful for them. And I don't know why I'm getting this for you, but I am. And what it's saying here is that it's almost as if the creativity that you get involved with act as a healing for people that have gone through really, really tough times.
Wow.
And it's saying that you're the one that you're either participating in something like that, or you may be the one that heads it up. And then there's a guy that has caused you lots of pain that you're finally going to let go of. Finally going to let go of. So that you can be around people that are, and I'm going to say it this way, that once you let go of this guy that just, it's like you're so used to the pain he's causing you that you almost don't realize that you're still in pain, that you let that go. And then you end up attracting a group of what I call soulmates, more than one, people around you that actually feel as though you have this supportive network that actually feels like you're included and loved and appreciated, and that's where you're going with this. But it starts by you pulling out the thorn of either this present or past relationship of a guy that just keeps causing you pain.
That's interesting. Do you mind if I ask a follow-up? Is that like a family member, like my father? We had a not the best relationship. Or are we talking?
Yes.
Oh, you think it's my father.
Now,
okay.
I want to tell you something about that. See, I believe that we come into this lifetime and we choose our parents, we choose our siblings, we choose the important people that are in our life. You chose a difficult parent because if you could handle anything that he threw at you at the intimate level of a parent-child relationship, you can handle anything that the real world throws at you.
Yeah.
So first of all, you gotta realize that the time, the lesson, the schooling with him is over, and it's time to really let it go. And as soon as you do that, what happens is that it seems like 1,000 doors open for you. And 1,000 doors that all have the word love on them, which is the weirdest thing I can say to you, but it's like finally once and for all, you give yourself permission to let go of a pain that really should be in the past.
I want to say thank you, and I think you really hit on something. I think I got a gift of grace this week, and I think it was because my father on the other side helped me. A long story, but I...
Well, no, okay, wait. I want to tell you... Wait, I got to tell you something, because one of your cards is a card that's called Past Lives. In traditional tarot, it's called Temperance, but in my deck, I use the Osho Zen tarot deck.
Okay.
See, once we pass, once we go on the other side, we're back to being aligned with spirit. We're back to being perfect. We're back to being open and loving and generous and amazing and all of those things that are connected by us being connected with the divine. So it would not surprise me that there would be a message or an indication or a sign from your father that's guiding you towards something that you really want.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, gal pal. Appreciate
thank
the call.
Thank you, Mona. And
all right. See ya.
So
happy New Year.
Thank you again.
Okay. Oh, you're
you
so
too,
sweet. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here. Oh, another 917 caller. Hello, 917. Who's this?
This is Ashia from New York. How are you?
Oh, hey, how are you? Let's see what the new year wants to tell you. Hey, can you spell your name for me? Because you said it so fast, I didn't quite get it. Ah, beautiful, Ashiel. Okay, so let's see what the new year wants to tell you. Hold on. Wow. Okay, you have two cards, and I want you to look these up online. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I use the Osho Zen Tarot, but you can look it up in traditional tarot. I want you to look up a card called the Wheel of Fortune, and I want you to look up a card called the World, because you have both of these cards.
good.
All right. So the Wheel of Fortune is about you being in the right place at the right time to meet the right people, to do the right things. Coincidence is going to be your best friend in 2017. So if you're looking for a new job, make sure your resume is available on documents on your phone so you can send it to someone as soon as you meet them. Or make sure there's a copy of it in your car that you could actually give to somebody if you meet them. Make sure your credential is available because this coincidence is going to work in your behalf. There's also a card here that says, right before that one, nobody does what you do the way you do it. So the more individual you are, the more unique you are, the more you that you are, the more that this benefits you. Then you have a card called, in my deck it's called Completion. It's the final puzzle piece falling in place. But in traditional tarot, it's a card called the World. It means that you can't even screw this up. That you are going to be in such a lucky flow of events where your authentic and humble honesty and presentation of yourself is going to actually work for you. And that the more honest you are about what you want to have moving forward, the more it feels like everybody seems to participate towards you to make that happen. And then there's an embracing of a new way of doing work or a new way of earning money for you. But it's saying that the way to be in this sort of coincidental flow, this mojo that's going to actually work for you, is by getting out of your house or out of your usual routine. Because it says coincidence is your best friend. So I want you to start paying attention to people that seem to be, like if you go to Starbucks to get tea, for example, and you walk into Starbucks, instead of walking to Starbucks and doing what everybody else does, going right to the barista and ordering what you want, I want you to walk into Starbucks, look around, and see if anyone's trying to catch your eye. And if they are, smile at them. You don't have to sleep with them. You don't have to marry them. You don't have to do anything but just be pleasant. And then if they come up to you and say, do I know you? You smiled at me. Say, no, you just looked nice, so I smiled at you.
Okay.
Because what it's saying is that the more inviting you are right now, the more open you are that you're being guided to, oh, my God, amazing things. That's exactly what happens in 2017. I am so happy to be able to tell you that. It's like you can't screw up 2017. It's so cool.
Oh,
by the way,
wow.
I want to tell you one more thing. So 2017, if you add 2017 together, it's 2 and 1 and 7. It equals a 10. Well, the Wheel of Fortune card is the number 10. So this is your year. So you step away from people that give you limiting dialogues. You step away from people that tell you you can't do something. You step away from them, and you step toward the people that are already doing what you want to do, or will tell you you can do this. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because this is awesome stuff, and I'm so happy you called today.
And I'm happy, actually, that I called, and this is really actually better than my Christmas gift, and I really appreciate it.
It's so sweet. All right, well, let go of what's not working for you today. I mean, get rid of, clean out your living space, get rid of what you're not wearing, get rid of those plastic cups you're collecting in your kitchen. Just get rid of what's taking up space that's not working for you, and then just look at 2017 as though a big, great door is opening for you, because it's exactly what your cards are saying. All right, my friend, thanks for the call. Happy New Year. See you later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I've got somebody here. I wonder if this is Deanna. Is this Deanna?
Yes, it is. Happy New Year.
Hello, beautiful. All right, let me see what the cards want to tell you.
I always go to your dice wisdom, whether it is the old book or the other. And I want to tell your listeners that it's nice, it's beautiful, it's informative, and it's well written.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much. It's so funny because one of my good friends here in Vegas is a gal that is an incredible marketer. And she says, you so rarely talk about your app. She goes, and it's amazing. I'm just, I'm surprised how amazing it is. Because when you actually concentrate on a question and you're in a quiet place and you read the answer, it really, really makes sense and it aligns with what's going on with you. Okay, so here's your cards. You have to let go of anything that's not working for you emotionally. Because the first card in your five-card spread is a card of you keep holding on to the way things used to be, or you keep holding on to the past in some way. And what I'm getting here is that it's time finally, once and for all, for you to let go of the past. And whatever way you need to do it, there may be a relationship, an old relationship you need to forgive, but once and for all, it's saying it's time for you to totally let that go. I want to tell you that it looks like 2017 is a concentration on you drawing to you a love interest, okay? What's interesting is that first you got to let go of the one that's not working and be open to the one that is your true companion of choice. See, I coined that phrase years ago, companion of choice, that you're not looking for a boyfriend. You may not even be looking for a husband. You're just looking for somebody that you can spend time with and go out to dinner with and do things with that you like
a lot. And be comfortable.
And be comfortable. And we want – see, I have to tell you, there was a guy – this was years ago. There was a guy that the way he would audition women, and this is how he actually said it. I audition women this way. When I meet somebody, I invite him to my house for dinner and a movie. He goes, and I cook something really simple, like I put a couple steaks on the grill, I'll make a salad, we'll have dinner, and then we'll watch a movie. And if they can do that with me, then that's somebody that I'm interested in. Because I'm not a guy that goes out to bars. I'm not a guy that does, you know, sporting events or any kind of activities. I'm a homebody. And I want to meet a woman that's a homebody. So that's exactly what he would do is if he met a nice woman or someone introduced him, if he met a nice woman at the gym and they got to talking, he would say, this is my first date with every woman. And if they agreed with that and that they had a nice time, then this would be someone he would take seriously. But there's also a big breakthrough for you connected with work, because it's saying here that connected in the legal arena, that there is either a dream job or a job that ends up turning into the kind of job you want to work.
Mm.
And it's connected with legal. So what you do is that anyone that you happen to talk to at work about what you'd ultimately like to do, this is the time to do it. This is the time to
that's
actually
what
say,
I do.
Perfect.
Yeah,
because that's
what
happen.
I do.
That's
I want to tell
happen.
You, you're... I wanted to ask you about the cards, but I want to say your app is beautifully written. That's what I like about it. It's not just fast. It's profound. I really like it. I use it all the time, Mona. So
thanks,
even
Deanna.
If I don't
you're
get to
so
speak
sweet.
To you. Oh, no,
well,
I'm fair, you know. Any cards that you can give me the images for that
Well, I'll tell you that
eyes.
The card that you have, the Lover's card, you have the Justice card, which is a breakthrough card in my deck. You have a past relationship that you finally need to reconcile and realize that he wasn't the one. And it's saying that there's a lot that's going to happen in 2017 that is really all about you getting what you want. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank
See you later.
You. Happy
okay,
New Year.
Bye. Happy New Year. All right, so just a reminder for those folks that are listening on W Rock Radio on December 31st, 2016, I'm doing the program live on Sunday, January 1st from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., 347-850-1494 if you want to call in and ask a question. And I will be live again tomorrow, and thank you all for the calls. We'll talk again tomorrow.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.